Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Wednesday, round about this time, we do something called the Mill Road Moment. The reason why we're doing it, of course, is because the bridge is closed, only we all know it isn't, because you can get over there on a bike or on foot most of the time anyway. And with us today, we've got Dave Bagent, of course, councillor for the Romsey side of the bridge, though I dare say he can put up a good representation for Petersfield as well if we ask him.
Absolutely. Good morning, Julian.
Good morning,
Dave. And also Steve Turville is here, who runs the wonderful limoncello.
Thank you.
On the Mill Road as well. Can we start off with the parklet, which I have to say is my nomination for the new entry word of the year in the Cambridge Dictionary, because until about last Thursday, I'd never heard of the word, and now not only have I heard of it, you've constructed it as well.
Yeah, I mean, we started working on this as soon as we knew the bridge was going to be shut. We talked about parklets earlier. We had a long and protracted process with the county council. It was successful. These things are bureaucratic but take time. We got a team of volunteers from Cambridge Architects who helped us to draw it up, and WSP, Traffic Management Company, helped us as well. And then we had a whole team of volunteers Saturday from those organisations who came down and we physically built it.
Now, it's table, it's chairs, but a little bit more besides, because you're getting some plants in there as well around the edges.
Yeah, today some of the Cambridge University colleges are donating some flowers, and we're going to be putting them around the parklet. So that's
fantastic.
Going to go. We've got two trees on order. I don't know whether they're going to arrive or not. Mill Road has a bit of difficulty.
Probably a couple of days before the bridge reopens, yeah. I suspect.
But it's been massively popular. It's used by people just to sit down and watch, and people sit down and bring their own drink or to buy from one of the cafes up and down Mill Road. You know, it's really, really popular. Mm. And people are already saying to me, Dave, we must keep it. That's not my brief at the moment, but it's a bit of a dream, I suppose, but it would be good. But it's so popular, it's unbelievable.
Well, Steve, it's not too far from Limoncello, is it at all?
It's just on our front door, so we're really, really very privileged and lucky to have such a great initiative, and we're really, really sort of making the most of it. It's been absolutely fantastic in terms of less traffic volume anyway with the closure of the bridge. Everything's so much more peaceful and calm, and then you've got this sort of quite far advanced, I'd say, socially. It sort of seems to be on the lines of what you find in Holland and other really civilised places where shopping can be a much more relaxed and enjoyable affair.
I guess the problem is you can't do it all the time, simply because, as we know, the Mill Road is very busy, well, as a rule anyway, with cars and bikes and everything else, and it'd be a health and safety problem. When it's empty, it's great.
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful at the moment. I mean, it's always lovely when we have the winter fair and you know, everything goes quiet and calm, and then the people start to flood in. So it's something we're really positive about.
Dave, who's actually funding the parklet? Where's the money come from for that?
Apart from the donations of Labour and schools.
Yeah, sure.
Govia Thameslink have given us some money to spend, and we're using some of that. Our whole concept of the team that are running this whole show is to provide some recompense to the community that in turn brings footfall onto Mill Road all over and helps the shops out. So that's been our sort of motto, the thing that we're trying to do. So everybody is trying to get more people onto Mill Road and also give something back to the community, because the whole community, shopkeepers, people that live here, people that come here, have suffered considerably because of the closure. But on that last thing, you know, Cambridge City Council, all parties have declared a climate emergency in Cambridge. We are not anti-car, but we need to reduce the use of cars in the city. And this could be just a trailblazer.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll talk in future weeks about what the arrangements can be going forward. Obviously, it's going to have to go back to how it was, at least initially, I guess, once the bridge reopens in a few weeks' time. But, Steve, I wanted to ask you, your opening hours, which is going to lead to another question afterwards, but as a rule, when do you open, when do you shut?
We open at 9 a.m. and close at 10 now, so...
Yeah. Now, have you extended the hours because of the summer or because of the bridge closure?
It's sort of evolved, but we were extending them anyway. We're becoming more of a bistro restaurant in the evening, which is really, really popular. And particularly with the parklet, we're now having to turn people away. We haven't got enough staff to actually man the front, the back and the middle. So, yeah, nice.
Have a lot of the other shops around done the same thing? Have they, you know, particularly because of the closure, have they extended their hours? I don't know.
Last night most of the cafes were open. It was like being in a Spain and in a piazza, and every cafe was full. And there was some stories on Twitter this morning about cafe owners getting extra tables and chairs out to support that. It was bubbling at 10 o'clock last night, and then it all sort of closed down about 10:30,
which is fair enough.
Shops are and should consider changing their hours a bit, especially with the sunshine and the good weather. You know, if you get more customers in, hopefully the gasworks in Petersfield will be moving off this week. Let's keep our fingers crossed and touch wood and all those sorts of things. And
so where they sat at the moment, because they've been a bit of a movable feast, I think, the gasworks, haven't they?
Well, they really are heavily down the Romsey end of Petersfield.
Yes.
And, I mean, shops like Mill Road Butchers are really suffering because people are not coming there. And it's a mess and it's noisy. There's nobody to blame here. Mm. This is just one of those unfortunate things.
It's strange because I remember, years ago, I wrote an article for a magazine I was on at the time, and I'm trying to remember what it was. It was the abbreviation that was Puzzoir, and it was something like the Public Utilities. Anyway, the point being, it was this piece of legislation, which clearly nobody's ever taken any notice of until now, is if you're digging up a road, get everybody in at the same time, as opposed to one set one week, one set another. I know my street was like resurfaced one week, and then a couple of months later it was dug up because somebody had to lay some pipes. And I guess in a roundabout way, it's kind of good to get everything over in one go, but that, of course, doesn't help Mikey and his colleagues at the Mill Road Butchers.
No, and the reality is, if they hadn't have done it this way, can you imagine if you had full traffic on Mill Road? They wouldn't have been able to do 100-metre stretches. It would have been small stretches. Mm. It would have been chaos for months. Nope. So I feel so sad, but it's better than what it would have been. And it's better what would have happened if there had been a gas leak.
Yes, of course.
You know, apparently the gas pipe was crumbling in places, so this was really necessary. We could have had a huge gas explosion. Well, we saw the unfortunate fire at G's. You know, that this is not only a good timing by the County Council to get them in there, it probably was safe.
Yeah.
And Steve, do you think that the nature of your business, also blessed of sorts anyway, with the warm weather that we're having at the moment, is encouraging and making it, I don't know, would you say trading is up in any way? I had mentioned that you'd had a pretty good Sunday, for example.
Yeah, I had a record Sunday. It's just it's all sort of snowballing, although it's very hot. It's it's actually been probably our best summer ever. We're really sort of forging ahead and doing really well. Yeah.
But equally, if there's, we've spoken about Mike in the Mill Road Butcher's place. I'm trying to think of another example. Some of the bric-a-brac type shops, for example. Do you think they're experiencing the same, you know, uplift in footfall?
No.
Or is it because it's a different type of customer, if you like?
Yeah, I do feel for them. I mean, as a fellow trader, it's, it is something of concern to me. Mm. I don't want to say, I'm all right, Jack.
No, of course.
Sort of, part of the success we've got is because we've sort of fed into and been really positive about the whole thing as well, though, I think.
So. And are you getting regulars, or are you getting new people who are coming? I'm just wondering if there's any sort of word of mouth thing going on as people.
Word is spreading. I mean, what I'm finding is that people are a bit trapped. They're trapped down our end,
right?
So they can't go over the bridge so easy. So we might be benefiting from the fact people can't filter down into town as well. So I wonder if that's part of it as well.
I don't know. You're trapped with nice Italian food at
Limoncello.
That's certainly too bad.
I was speaking to somebody last night about 10 o'clock who'd come from Chesterton just to see the parklet and had a meal at Limoncello.
Yeah.
And they were overwhelmed. Mm. You know, they thought that how fantastic it was. So it is bringing people in as well.
Yeah, I was down there on Saturday night, actually. I was sat outside. I have to make a bit of a confession to you. I was actually sat at 196 on Saturday. I looked up and there you were in front of me trying to construct the parklet. And I sort of, I don't want to say it was entertaining, but, you know, it was a good vision to have. And actually, the end job, it is a beautiful thing. I would say, can't they just be there all the time, and can't we just have more? They're fantastic additions to the road.
Well, I think I might like to second that.
Yeah, I'll third it.
Right, well, I think it's to say, well, that's something we want to explore on a future Mill Road moment. But gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much.
Dave Bagent, of course, also Steve, Councillor Dave Bagent, also Steve Turville from Limoncello. Thank you very much. It's 18 after 8.
Cambridge 105 Radio.